Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Trade wars are good and easy to win. Those are the words of Donald Trump in 2018 as he announced sweeping tariffs on metals being imported into the US. And next time around, if he regains the presidency, Trump has promised a much more aggressive form of economic protectionism with Vice President J.D. Vance at his side. So, should Ireland be worried? Cliff Taylor of the Irish Times joins us now. Cliff, should we be worried?
To some extent, I think yes, Philip, for sure. As you said, when he was president last time, Donald Trump dabbled in trade wars, if you like. Tensions rose with China, and also with Europe to an extent. He imposed tariffs on steel and aluminium coming into the U.S. market. The EU responded. It didn't really blow up into a major trade war, but if he does what he says he will do, if re-elected this time, that will really just be a taster of what's to come. The main issue is trade, and he has said that if re-elected, first of all, he will impose massive tariffs on trade from China of up to 60%. So that will certainly be a trade war between the world's two biggest economies. And secondly, he will impose tariffs of 10% on imports coming from all other countries, including Ireland. So that is, you know, will be an issue for Irish exporters to the US for sure, including the pharma sector, which is a massive exporter from Ireland to the US.
The key line in what you're saying there, though, Cliff, is if he does what he says that he is going to do, because he has said and blown quite hard on this in the past, particularly on pharma in Ireland, but never did anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when he was elected last time, there were fears of dollars collapsing, American economy collapsing, you know, big impacts on the world economy. And it never really happened, even though he did go some of the way down the road on tariffs. I mean, what American political experts are saying this time is that, look, if he gets in again, he's likely to take a more serious approach, that his experience of from the last time of, you know, how to work the system, that he plans to replace a whole raft of senior civil servants to be sure that he gets his way, and take a more, you know, a much more tougher approach to implementing his agenda. We just don't know what's going to happen. And interestingly, there were reports recently, including in the Financial Times, that the EU is going to go to the Trump administration if he is elected and say, look, we're happy to work with you to get more American exports into Europe, to increase the sales of American exports, to reduce the trade deficit that exists at the moment. You know, if you are prepared to hold off on putting tariffs on American products. Okay. And, you know, you could say, if you're Donald Trump, okay, look, the threat of tariffs has made the Europeans work harder to take American products. This is a victory, et cetera, et cetera. You know, who knows what business is going to what way big business is going to influence what he wants to do.
Okay,
but nonetheless, this is what he said he's going to do, and it's a really strong central part of his plan, and this whole idea of what might be called economic nationalism, America, you know, that others are taking advantage of America and that America needs to fight back.
Well, let's take him at his word then, and let's assume that he does introduce a 15% promised rate of corporation tax. How will big business in this part of the world look at something like that? Is it as stark as a choice between, ooh, yeah, that's very attractive, 15% corporation tax, that beats what they're offering in Ireland? Or is it our continued existence within the EU without having to import through all of those European tariffs is more valuable?
Yeah, I guess there's two figures, I suppose, that we need to watch. One, as you say, is the 15% corporation tax rate, which Trump has said he will aim for. He's been a little woolly in his language around that, and he has used that language before. Before he was elected last time. And secondly, the 10% tariffs, which would apply on imports coming into the US from all other countries, or so he said. which would basically increase the prices for American consumers and make life more difficult for big exporters. So either or both of those are significant factors for big US companies operating in Ireland, who are obviously very important to our economy.
Now, is it a fine and balanced choice between the two of them if it was to happen? Or is there a clear winning decision?
I mean, you can't say that, you know, it's going to lead to a massive pullout of US investment or whatever. We've a big number of US companies here that are deeply embedded in the economy. But the concern would be that if the tax advantage for Ireland disappears and there are trade wars and tariffs on exports from Ireland to America, that is going to influence investment decisions in the future in sectors that are really important to Ireland, such as pharma. And also that in the shorter term, it's going to lead to economic upheaval, uncertainty and lower growth, which is going to have an impact on a small exporting country like Ireland. So there's really those two factors. The short-term impact on the world economy, which I think would almost certainly be negative. And secondly, what this does for future American investment decisions around the world, including in Ireland, which is important. And you're right, you know, our place, American companies are still going to be investing abroad. They're still going to want access to the EU market. But one of the things we have seen in the last few years, and we'll see this whoever is in government in America after the presidential election, is a big drive to bring investment back home, big subsidies for American companies. So the world is changing in that regard.
What I'm reading between the lines here is that what you're saying is the bigger disruption, the bigger impact on the Irish economy might be the inflationary consequences of American economic nationalism rather than any specific policy measure like a 10% tariff or a 15% corporation tax rate.
Well, as I say, I think there's two things. One is that it's the impact on the wider economic impact. That's what we'll see first, if you like. So if Trump does get into the White House and the first thing he does is, you know, go ahead with these tariffs, go ahead with his policy of sending a lot of immigrant workers back from the states to the countries that they came from, and those kind of policies, that is going to disrupt the US economy. It is going to disrupt the world economy. It's likely to lead to, you know, trade wars with other countries retaliating, uncertainty, slower growth. So that is, I think, the most immediate threat, if you like, to Ireland and to the world economy. And then I think the second issue is how those specifics play out over the next 3 or 4 years on what they mean for investments in Ireland. So what does it mean if there's tariffs on goods coming from Ireland to the US? What's that going to mean for big exporters like those in the pharma sector? And also Irish companies, a lot of Irish-owned companies, a lot of companies in the food and drink sector, particularly the drink sector, for example, export to the US as well. It's going to make business for them more difficult. So I think there's two things. So one is the impact on growth, and the other is the impact on business decisions.
And what, if any, action are they taking in these companies, Cliff? What are they saying to you, or are they just adopting a wait and see approach right now?
I'm sure they're game planning it, but they're not telling anyone about it at this stage. So I think we would just have to wait and see how that plays out. Obviously, a big issue on Capitol Hill will be these big US companies trying to influence what a Trump administration actually does. Mm. And the last time, as you said, the reality was a long way behind the rhetoric when Trump came in the last time, and the upheaval as a result was much less than expected. Whether that will be the case next time or not, I don't know. But I would think in boardrooms around America, there is game planning going on and decisions perhaps being put on hold just to see how this plays out.
Cliff Taylor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for that. Coming up after the break, our gardening expert, Mary Staunton.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.